During my reading in preparation for the sermon this week, I came across this comment on the epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And the comment is this: in all my years of listening to sermons, including my own, I do not believe I have ever heard one based on this text. I had already thought I might focus on Paul's letter to the Corinthians today, and when I saw that line, it crystallized my determination. It was just the challenge I needed to try to unearth what bearing Paul's words to the church in Corinth might have for us today. Certainly, the overarching theme of food sacrificed to idols seems foreign and irrelevant. But how does a church that prides itself in knowledge and intellect respond to Paul's admonition that knowledge puffs up? Do we immediately react defensively and shut out the rest of Paul's words? Or can we listen and learn, even if the words make us uncomfortable? Perhaps having some context for the situation in Corinth and in the world at the time of Paul's writing would be helpful. It can be difficult to make sense of a passage when we are thrown into the middle without knowing the broader implications of what is being said. That's one of the hazards of attempting to interpret Scripture in a current context. It was not written for a current context. Paul was writing to the congregation in Corinth in about the year 54. Most of the congregation was Gentile, as it seems that the makeup of this group mirrored that of the community, its economic diversity. Some of the more prominent members of this group, such as Phoebe, Prisca, Aquila, Crispus, and Gaius, are mentioned in this and other of Paul's letters. As is often the case, the less prominent and less wealthy members are not mentioned by name. It's a division of attitude between those who were educated both in the faith and in the broader sense, and those who, because of that education, were also wealthy, versus the situation of those who were less educated, less prominent, and new to the faith. The well-to-do, knowledgeable folks were convinced that their knowledge about the lack of validity of idols cleared their conscience, so that eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols had no effect on their souls. If an idol is really nothing but a cast image or a wooden carving, if there's really no other God but the one true God, then eating food sacrificed to a non-entity is of no consequence. The argument is good, and even Paul agrees with their argument for the sake of it being a valid argument. But as is often the case, it is not what one does, nor the justification of acting in a particular way, but how that is perceived. Knowledge, Paul says, puffs up, but love builds up. Centuries of time and great changes in the world and in our cultures since the time of Paul's writing to the folks in the struggling congregation of Corinth have not changed this reality. Being certain that we are right without consideration of how our rightness affects others in our midst does not build up, but only serves to puff up. We are constantly bombarded by those who would tell us that we are right, no matter our position, no matter the topic. We live in a world that constantly draws lines in the sand, demanding that one way of being is right and another is wrong. And in reality, the world would be so much simpler if that were true. If one position was absolutely right and another absolutely wrong. But that is not the case. At least, not for those who claim to follow Christ. Listen carefully to what St. Paul is saying here. St. Paul being the one who so often sounds like he's absolutely convinced of his own rightness. In the end, what he says at this point in time to the folks at Corinth is, it doesn't matter if you're right. Being right is not what is important. Being in community, being a family, is what is important. Of course, Paul says, idols are worth no more than the substance from which they are made. He goes into that on several different occasions, not only with the folks in Corinth, but those with the Ephesians and the Galatians as well. He is very clear that idols have no gods associated with them. He is very clear that there is only one God, and no image that we make of God will be of any value. We cannot image God. We cannot make God in our image, try though we do. Nor can we make God into any image that we can contrive. God has made us in God's image, and not the other way around. And yes, you are right in theory, you smug and puffed up Corinthians. There is no sin on the surface in eating meat sacrificed to idols. But you are also wrong, you smug and puffed up Corinthians, for thinking that your rightness is more important than the community of people that you're with, the people who are your family in the body of Christ. Being right doesn't matter. Being loving, being considerate, being in community is what matters. And if that means moderating our rightness, being willing not to make a show of our certainty, then that is ultimately what is right. This is the radical nature of the gospel. The radical nature of Christianity in 2015. This is the counter-cultural call of Christ to us today. Our world demands that we take sides, that we be certain that we are right, and there is no room for anyone who does not agree with us to be in community with us. Our world demands that lines be drawn in the sand, and anyone who crosses the line be thrown out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Our world tells us at every opportunity that every issue is black and white, right or wrong. But Christ tells us that every person is of value. That the one thing that is black and white and right and never wrong is love. Not eros, but agape. Love that is so strong and so underpinning that every person is as valuable as every other person, and every opinion matters as much as every other opinion. And being right is of much less importance than being in community and building each other up. It is true. We no longer spend hours and days struggling with whether or not it's okay to eat meat sacrificed to idols. And it is true that we could write off this passage of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians as having no bearing in our lives today. But if we did, we would perhaps continue to be puffed up instead of built up. We keep hearing that the church is dying, that it's a doomed institution. Could it just be that those looking in from the outside see the church as a group of folks who are puffed up by the certainty that they are right, rather than a community that is built up in love? Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Amen.